And what we found, not surprising, is that we saw a difference after about 7 or 8 years that the BRCA 1 and 2 carriers did have a trend toward a higher risk of having events. You know, if you're a statistician, you look at these curves and say, they're not different. They're not different at all. If you're a clinician, I couldn't ignore that these numbers are going up, which is not very surprising. When you have an intact breast and you have a patient who has a mutation, you have tissue there that can develop a new cancer. And even though we're saying ipsilateral breast tumor recurrence, when we say recurrence, we use that term very loosely. In these patients, they're probably more cases of new cancers rather than a true recurrence. And that was supported by the fact that the median time to having an event was much longer in these carriers compared to sporadic controls, and the location was elsewhere. And both of those are suggestive of, not totally convincing, but very suggestive that these are new events rather than true recurrences. And when we did a multi-